This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned sine die. The monsoon session of Parliament, which began on the 20th of last month, concluded today after having 19 sittings spread over 25 days. In his concluding remarks, Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan expressed concern over the repeated disruptions in the House. He said the floor of the House was open, but the members did not make the fullest use of the opportunities available to them to raise the voice of the people. He, however, said the House managed to fulfill its core legislative duties by passing and returning 12 bills. Mr. Radhakrishnan informed that the House functioned for only 37 hours and 49 minutes.
The House functioned for only 37 hours and 49 minutes, regarding a productivity of 39.17%. We had the opportunity to raise 285 starred questions, 380 zero-hour submissions and 380 special mentions. Sadly, only 16 questions, 52 zero-hour submissions and 93 special mentions could be taken up. The floor was open, but we didn't make the fullest use of the opportunities. Repeated disruptions affect the trust and aspirations of the people.
Earlier, the Parliament has passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. Union Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy moved the bill to further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957. The bill aims to make India's mining sector more efficient, investment-friendly and well-equipped to fulfill the country's growing demand for critical minerals. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has accused the opposition of running away from discussions in Parliament when the government was ready for it. He said the conduct of opposition MPs is not good for democracy, especially for parliamentary democracy. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that Parliament is meant for debate, discussion and legislative business, but continuous sloganeering and protests had affected the functioning of the House in the monsoon session. Mr. Rijiju said that 12 bills were passed during the monsoon session, but only one of them was discussed in both the Houses. He stated that during this session, productivity stood at 19% in the Lok Sabha and 39% in the Rajya Sabha. President Draupadi Murmu today presented the Sangeet Natak Academy Fellowships and Awards for the years 2024-25 to over 100 artists in a special investiture ceremony in New Delhi. The awards were given for making contributions towards country's performing arts, music, dance, theatre, folk and tribal arts, puppetry, traditional theatre and other allied forms. In Jharkhand, the students' protest regarding the alleged irregularities in JPSC and JSSC is continuing on its 20th day today. Students are protesting at Jaipal Singh Munda Stadium, demanding a CBI investigation into the irregularities. Protesters have warned that they will gherao the CM residence and intensify the agitation if the demands are not met. Several union ministers, including Home Minister Amit Shah, Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, today joined the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign by hoisting the tricolour. In a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said that the campaign is strengthening the sentiments of patriotism and the sense of pride in the hearts of every Indian. After hoisting the tricolour at his residence in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said that crores of citizens are connecting with the tricolour and strengthening the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shresth Bharat. A terrorism monitoring team of the United Nations Security Council has declared that the deadly Red Fort suicide car bombing in Delhi that killed 11 people, the work of Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent. The report by the Analytical Support and Sanctions Monitoring Team on Terrorism to the Security Council said the attack in last November was officially attributed to AQIS. Former Deputy Chief Minister of Punjab and President of Shiromani Akali Dal, Sukhbir Singh Badal, has reportedly been attacked near a Gurdwara in Nander Sahib in Maharashtra today. This is the second attack on Sukhbir Singh Badal in the last 2 years. Sensex has registered gain of 114 points to settle at 78,080 points and Nifty declined 40 points to 24,396 today. In the broader market on the National Stock Exchange, the mid-cap 100 index gained over 0.1%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.